I know, but it's been a stressful week, okay?
Dude, every week is stressful.
Oh, like, dude.
There's different levels, granted. I'll give you that.
I've got multiple things happening at one time, and but I've been really stressed
they're
about.
They're all good.
And they seem to all be working out. Suddenly.
So there you go. Just trust in the universe,
dude. I got a new job.
New job.
And I'm getting my music store. On Wednesday.
License back. How long has it been?
11 years.
Has it really?
Yeah.
So, like, you lost your license, like, shortly after I moved away?
I was 31.
Okay.
You left, I think I was, like, 28.
28 or 29. Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
All right.
So.
Over a decade. Dude, I lost my license for 6 months, and I was, no way. I was just done.
I didn't get it until I was 22.
To begin with?
Yeah. And then I lost it 6 months later, 4 months later, and then I didn't get it back again for 5 years, and then I had it for like 5 years. And I drove cars like the whole time anyway, so it didn't...
Even in the last 10 years?
Right in the beginning, and then I got busted.
You know you can go to prison for that.
So
like legit prison.
So here's what happened though.
Which I don't agree with. I'm just saying.
No,
it happened.
Bullshit. It's bullshit.
Habitual offender.
I was trying to get to work.
Yeah.
And then there was a construction going on outside my house, and also there was this couple who had been having like domestic violent issues that lived underneath me. The cops kept getting called, and they ran everybody's license plates behind the building to see who lived there. My registration was suspended, and I didn't know that. So I pulled out of the driveway the next morning, and the cop that apparently had run everybody's plates the night before was directing traffic in front of the house, and he just pointed at me.
And he knows
and
that you're,
told me to pull
at the very
over.
Least, you're driving an unregistered car.
And he's like, and I just, the car died right there. I was like, can I move it back to the space? He's like, yeah, sure. And it just died right there. And I had to get somebody to come tow it, like 20 feet.
Why couldn't you just push it?
So, and then I ended up going to court for it.
Yeah.
And I got a public defender, and the public defender comes out. He's like, here's the deal. It's going to be $275. Do you have it? I'm like, no. But I'm like, that's it? And she's like, yeah. And then, so I don't say shit, and we go in there, and they're like, how do you plead? I'm like, guilty. They're like, all right, go deal with the thing. And then I go to the clerk to fill out this like form to say I'm going to pay you later.
Right.
And they're like, oh, shit. Well, while you're here, it turns out you have a warrant in Laconia because you never paid your fine for your DUI, which was like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So they were like, you got to go back into the court and tell the judge, like, if he's cool with it, you can just go to that court tomorrow and we'll get you a hearing. But if you don't show up, like. We're going to come to your job.
You're fucked.
We're going to call your parents. Right. We're going to find you. You're going to jail. So I had to go in and I told the judge what happened. And he's like, why don't you have a license? I'm like, I got a DUI. And the prosecutor is throwing paper around.
Why?
Because I didn't get charged with being driving without a license. I got charged driving without a license. And that's it. Not.
Oh, there's an additional charge for DUI?
Yeah. It's minimum 10 days in jail.
Oh.
And then it could be up to a year.
But the prosecutor, like, missed that
just
somehow?
Just missed it. And he was
so he's pissed that you're not in jail.
And he came out into the front where I was dealing with the clerk, and he was an asshole. He was like, I should have put you in fucking jail, kid. Like, I would have railed you.
Well, you didn't.
What?
So why are you mad at me? You fucked up.
So like, I saw that asshole at like a Chili's or some shit, and he was putting down beers. He was sitting across from me at the bar.
You just called
the cops. No idea who I was. And I, fuck yeah, I called the cops on that asshole. I don't know whatever happened. And that's shitty to call the cops, but fuck that guy. I'll probably edit that out. That's pretty fucking shitty.
Nah, he didn't use anybody's name. Fuck it.
I called the cops.
Allegedly. There, now
I
you mean, can.
I already
it.
Said I did it.
Yeah, well, I'm saying allegedly. I wasn't there. It could be a fictional story for the listeners.
Well, I have a fictional story for you. And you sent me two albums that are good.
Oh, welcome to High Riff Maneuvers. I'm Robbie.
I'm Scrimmy.
And today, apparently, Scrimmy is filled with anger.
I'm not, though. I'm having towards, a great
I mean,
day.
He's having a great day. Let me finish.
I can't wait to tell my boss to fuck off.
Typical.
I probably won't.
Just typical. Just don't let me finish. Just anyway, interrupt. Uh-huh. It's like talking to my wife. Anyway. So, yeah. He's full of anger towards the albums that I sent him this week. And whatever. I don't care. I thought they'd be fun. So why don't you start? You always make me start. Why don't you start?
Okay.
Pick one and let the hate out.
So the theme this week is what Robbie chose is we had to find albums from 1989. I thought it was going to be fun. I was wrong.
It was pretty fun.
So one of the albums that Robbie sent me first, I'm actually... See, he sent me Queen Latifah's Hail the Queen.
Debut album.
Debut album.
Debut.
Before UNITY, like. and it's fine.
It's a fun album, so, dude. Okay, it's so a fun album.
I wouldn't call myself care. Like a hip-hop like no, connoisseur.
Neither am I.
But I do love rap music and hip-hop music. Like one of my very first favorite records was Raising Hell by Run DMC.
Okay.
Like I played it so much. That I went when I went on a camping trip once, one of the kids took the tape, ripped all the tape out of it, and wrapped my tent in it.
Because he was just sick of hearing
it. He was
it.
Sick of hearing it. Dude, I fucking played this shit. So like I definitely am a fan of the music.
Yeah.
And this album, what I got out of it, I mean, it's fine. It's one of the, in my opinion, like one of the first albums that started like adding lots of guest performers on it and like skits. Like I
there's only a couple of skits, like intro skits,
right? But
there's like, only a couple, but yeah, all
right. That was like right around. I feel like when that started to become a thing,
possibly
it kind of had the vibe of the Chronic from Dr. Dre, not as filthy. Obviously.
Well, yeah, but just with all the guests and whatnot.
Yeah,
even though it was like three or four years before, and the
way it moved all the way through, like that's what I thought of. The whole time. And she doesn't even sing or rap on some of the songs. Like, there's other people that take over whole songs. So.
The whole song? Or they might take the lead.
At least most of the song.
Or they'll take a couple verses. Yeah. No, it's true. But it's also, I think, it's partly because it was her debut. But.
You would think she would do that, like, later after she got established.
Well, I think. Well,
there was nobody on it that I knew who they were.
Well, no, but you're also not a black person in 1989 listening to hip hop. So,
true.
Or like living in New York City or, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think like on a debut like that, you would get some of the more established people in the scene
to give her a boost.
If they're the ones that are really behind you and they're willing to guess,
totally.
You know what I mean? It's no different than like, when like Barney Greenway does a guest spot on some no name.
Well, even like I was saying, the Chronic, like that's where Snoop Dogg came from.
The Chronic was that was different in that Dr. Dre propped all the guests up.
Yeah.
Like people bought that record because it was Dr. Dre. Mm-hmm. And then they discovered Snoop Dogg and a couple of the. And then like on a second record, it was Eminem. But like, whereas what. I think what you're talking about or what I'm talking about with the Queen Latifah record is they had those guest spots to kind of boost her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, I picked it just because it was I could have gone with the obvious 1989 selections.
Like I tried to dig myself.
You know what I mean? Like Morbid Angel released an album that year. Carcass released an album that year. Like there was plenty of metal albums that I easily could have just given you that would have been like, oh yeah, this is not a surprise.
And
of course,
I
Robbie.
Been like, this is dope.
Well, yeah, but it's also like, you know, then I gotta listen to you say, I can only listen to it when I'm angry because it's just noise and I need the noise when I'm angry.
But I still love it.
Yeah, that's fine. But I wanted to surprise you.
Nope, it was definitely a surprise, and I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. It was fine.
The Latifah record.
I might actually listen to it again. It's dig into it a little bit more. It wasn't bad.
It's very, like, of its time. Like, when you listen to the beats
and
the sound stuff, you know what I mean? It's very, like, late 80s.
Yep.
Late 80s hip-hop,
you know? It was fine. I didn't hate it, so.
But, yeah.
But You go. I want to hear
what you have Stone to say. Roses, right? Is that the band? Yeah, the Stone Roses, their debut album. I think it was just self-titled, isn't it?
You know what? I don't remember.
It doesn't matter. That one threw me for a little bit of a loop, because like the name, I feel like I've heard it uttered from every other musician's mouth. I feel
like Benji would have liked something like that.
You know, or like that, or like just other bands that I listened to probably listed them as an influence.
Sure,
you know what I mean. But I can't recall like knowing who they are or listening to them before this, and then I keep not being able to think of like the right description for it, because I think what it did, what they like, at least with that album, it's kind of like the first Black Sabbath album, in that when like they made that record, they were probably just making music. Mm-hmm. Right, they made a record. Mm-hmm. And then you fast forward like 4 or 5 years, and there's hundreds of bands that have copied that sound.
Yeah.
And now it's a genre.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I don't really know what that genre is, because so many, like, I was listening to that album and I could hear so many like indie rock bands and grunge bands and alt rock bands from the 90s. I was like,
It's a lot of it just goes, it was weird. It's like if the Cure was a stoner band, is what I got out of it. It's definitely like, it's a good, like,
yeah, no, they're kind of in that same,
it's sexy.
They're in that same kind of like the Cure, probably the Smiths, but I don't listen to the Smiths. Yeah, kind of like that sad, but not totally sad. It's weird.
No, I think it's really good.
But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I listened to it a couple of times.
I forgot about it, and when I went through the list, it popped up. I'm like, get out of here. That's from 89. And I put it on.
Right.
And I did a puzzle for like 3 hours, and I just put it on like a couple times.
Like on repeat? Yeah.
It's like, I haven't heard this.
Did you just like look up records from 1989?
Yeah, and but
just
I wanted to
scroll through.
I scrolled through. Like it was like a top 50 or something.
Oh, no. I don't know if it was every album, but like.
There was.
I went through like
Morbid
a
Angel
shit
was on
ton.
There, and Carcass was on
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
It was like landmark albums from 1989, and I want to say like I think Bleach was at the top.
Oh yeah,
and that was almost gonna be my thing, but I'm like,
even though
that easy.
Like that album didn't do anything when it was released,
but what it is,
I guess, like in hindsight. But even in hindsight, I don't know, man. Like it's a good album, but I don't. It's definitely I don't call it. Definitely not their best, and I think there's a lot of other albums from that
there
era.
There was a Melvins,
at that time.
Ozma from Melvins was on that, and
wasn't Soundgarden had an album in '89? Didn't they have? Was that Louder Than Love? Yeah, that's a good album.
I don't like Soundgarden.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, I love Chris Cornell.
That's what I don't like.
I know. Yeah. I have found people either love his vocals or can't stand him.
He's good. I just don't like it.
Yeah. That's fine. Jenny doesn't like it either.
It's all about the riffs. Actually,
he's got
Super Unknown's great.
Yeah.
The other shit, it's fine. Like,
Bad Motor
Finger's
pretty good.
Bad Motor Finger is
what it is. It's pretty heavy, dude.
It's really heavy. There's tons of riffs on it.
And they're weird riffs, because Chris Cornell didn't really know how to play guitar. And he was writing a lot of those riffs.
Was he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because early on, I think it was like Bad Motor Finger when he like kind of started playing guitar. Because, like, early on, he was just doing vocals.
Yeah.
Primarily.
Doing his Robert playing on acid thing.
Fucking peeling paint from walls.
Yeah. I remember here, the first time I heard them was on the Pump Up the Volume soundtrack.
Yeah.
And they do this song called Ritual.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Ritual! Witch!
It's a great movie.
Didn't sound like that at all.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. Anyways, your turn. Oh, wait.
No, I just did the Stone Roses. Now you get to do...
Oh, buddy. Oh.
This one, I was actually surprised at the anger from this one.
Oh.
I really was.
He sent me Beastie Boys' Paul's Boutique. I do not like the Beastie Boys. Like, Ugh. Ugh. I don't care what anybody says.
I'm not
Communication is one of the shittiest albums I've ever heard. It's so fucking annoying.
Well, I didn't send you that album.
I know.
All right.
So here's the thing. I haven't listened to that album in 20 years because it's awful. In my head, I thought that's what Paul's Boutique was going to be.
No, Paul's Boutique's pretty good.
I've never listened to Paul's Boutique before.
Oh, my God.
Only song I knew on the whole thing was Hey Ladies.
You putz.
So I listened to it like 2 times.
And it's not bad.
I didn't hate it.
That's right.
I didn't hate it. I was into like how like creative they got with a lot of shit on
That is regarded in most musical circles, like regardless of genre, as like a seminal landmark album because of what they did.
And none of their other records sound like that. No. Either.
Well, because they kind of, that's one of those first hip hop records where they got in trouble.
Yeah. And there's just like, 205 yeah, samples like, on it?
It's an obscene amount. But the thing that makes it such a landmark album is that they sampled from everywhere. You know what I mean? They weren't just doing like recycled R&B beats, mm-hmm, or like bluesy or whatever. Like they were sampling the Beach Boys and Led Zeppelin, mm-hmm, and fucking, you know what I mean? Like
I didn't hate it, and actually the other song on there I knew was Looking Down the Barrel of a Gun.
Yeah.
Because
that just gets played a lot
Anthrax
by people.
Anthrax covered that.
Yes, they did. Yeah. On like one of their soundtrack. Yeah.
So it was a really interesting, and I listened and I didn't hate it, and I'll probably listen to it again, get some headphones, I'll get high this time, and I'll put it on and I'll see how far
that
I get.
That is hilarious.
I didn't hate it. And here's the thing, I'm actually 50-50 with Beastie Boys.
Okay.
I hate half of their shit and the other shit's fucking dope. Like,
yeah,
Check Your Head and Ill Communication are awesome. But I believe those.
No,
are,
you just said Ill Communication was the worst thing
that
you ever
License
heard.
License to Ill.
That's the first one.
Yeah, that sucks.
So you hate that one?
I hate it.
Okay.
And everybody loves
but
that.
But before you were talking Ill Communication. But you meant License to Ill.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay, all right.
Ill Communication
is good.
Is really good. I think they played all the instruments on both of those.
Yeah.
Which is...
That's when they started doing their instruments. Well, because they were like a hardcore band before.
The fucking...
With the chick from, was it Luscious Jackson? Yeah.
It's all so, like, incestuous.
It's
everywhere.
Funny.
It's fine.
New York in the 80s.
Eventually, everybody finds the right combination.
Or they die of heroin.
As soon as they find the right combination. But, so yeah, I did not hate it. I don't have anything really specific to say about it. Like,
I think you were just surprised.
I didn't hate it, and I didn't really get a chance to absorb it. And there's a lot, and I was just trying to.
I was
paying attention to like all of the shit that was going on and how often it changed and how much it didn't repeat all the time.
Well, that is one of those records
like,
that you
there
could
was
listen.
No, there wasn't any hooks on that.
Depending on like what you want to listen to, like you can always hear something new on that record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, all right, I'm going to be listening to like these little background noises or.
And I feel like in my head, it doesn't feel like there's spaces between the songs. Do they all just kind of bleed or am I just imagining that? Because it really
be imagining,
moved
but
and I didn't notice. Like,
I think it is just because it's.
And
it just moves.
The beat, the samples change so much.
And yeah,
that
because
it doesn't
they
really
were,
fucking matter.
Right. You're going off of the lyrics to see what song you're at.
No, I can get down with some of it, but no, I guess yeah.
But yeah, because
I'm gonna
the
listen
beats
to
are
it
changing
again. Either
so
way,
much.
I'm gonna
yeah,
listen
yeah,
to
yeah.
it again. I'm gonna get high this time, and I'm gonna put on Paul's Boutique.
It's a good
I
album.
Probably won't ever purchase a copy of it.
It's a good album.
It's fine.
That's you know the
is that better than what you? I mean, I said
no,
I was gonna throttle it earlier.
Yeah,
but I was just fucking with you.
The text messages they were sending me earlier this week was ridiculous. Borderline threatening. Thing like, you should have to listen to what you make me listen to. It's like, yeah, I did listen to this. What?
And I sent you bangers.
It's great.
I sent you.
Stone Roses was good. And then the second one you sent me, Faith No More. What was that?
The Real Thing.
The Real Thing.
The first Mike Patton record.
Dumpster fire of a fucking recording.
Oh, yeah.
It is absolute fucking garbage.
Oh, shit.
This is just me. I get it. It's just my opinion. Nobody gives a shit. Mike Patton is the most overrated cockbag in fucking metal. Oh, I don't get God. His vocals are so goddamn annoying. Annoying. And can you please fucking pick a genre, you fuck. Pick a genre, okay? There's one good song on that whole fucking album, Surprise You're Dead. It's the only song that sounds like that on the whole fucking album. The rest, it's garbage. And then, okay, because it's not shitty enough, we're going to do an identical note-for-note cover of War Pigs. Because Black Sabbath already did it, so now we're going to just record this. You fucking tool bag.
I do agree on the Black Sabbath cover. It's pointless.
Fuck that album.
It doesn't need to be there.
Fuck Faith No More. That funk rock late 80s, that whole sound is fucking... It totally fucked up my Spotify thing, man. I got fucking Chili Peppers are popping up now. What the fuck is that? You kidding me? Look at that garbage Tomahawk. Oh, you listen to Faith No More. You want Tomahawk? No. No, I don't. Because it's shit. All right? Only thing they ever did that was worth listening to was the Phantom is Melvin's Big Band, and that's mostly because of the Melvins. And I enjoy, like, double drum sets. I do enjoy that. So that was fun.
My God.
All right.
My face hurts.
Yeah. All right. We're moving on.
Nothing.
Dude, oh. That's all I got. That's all I got on that one.
So. I'm going to tell a story.
Oh, that's it? We're just moving on?
I mean, if you don't have anything better to talk about.
Well, no, what's your story
I
about?
Was going to say,
I didn't know
like,
if you were going to, like, defend the album.
No, I was going to tell a fucking weird story for the fuck of it.
Okay, go.
And some people know I'm in a lot of therapy. And then you figure out all kinds of weird shit. And I'm not the only one who's got piece of shit parents. And piece of shit parents from the 70s is a whole other fucking thing. And I found out how my mom's a total piece of shit. And one incident, and she's an alcoholic. Who knew? And
Did you grow up in New Hampshire?
I grew up in Meredith, like the Lakes region.
Oh, okay.
New Hampshire. And yeah. So one particular incident, I think I was probably like 4 or 5, and we're driving to the grocery store, and my mom's got a little grenade-sized Budweiser bottle between her legs. And we pull up to the grocery store, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Spit or beer?" I'm like, "What?" She said, "Spit or beer?" And I don't understand. She says, "I am going to fix your hair. Would you like it to be with spit or beer?" And I said, beer.
Because she hadn't bathed you in how long?
I don't know. But she totally dumped a beer on my head and pushed my hair back.
Warm Budweiser.
And we went into the grocery store.
Slicked back on a 5-year-old. Solid.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I wonder why you lost your license. That's weird.
I like all kinds of reasons.
With an upbringing like that, that's just strange.
That's my story. You didn't want me to talk about Chris Barnes.
But you're still bringing him up.
I'm gonna make
Chris
this
Barnes right there. Car, buy a car.
Love you, Chris Barnes.
I don't.
If anybody ever listens to this show, by the way, this is episode 4, but this is probably going to be where it starts.
Yeah,
is two.
No, the second episode sounded good.
Okay, so episode 2. and episode 4 are going to be 1 and 2.
Possibly.
But there's still 2 and 4. Right?
There's still 1 and 3.
Oh, Jesus.
There might be a couple bonus episodes with bad audio quality.
Oh, yeah. The last one was a good conversation, but it got wicked fucked up, and I don't know what happened. But now we're all set.
Well,
we've got the
like,
real shit now.
The thing I sent you was after I like boosted it and then tried to take noise out because I had to like boost up your volume.
I wouldn't have even sent that to you.
Excuse me.
I would have been like, please don't listen to this.
I told you it was crappy.
It's crappy.
I don't care.
It happens, though.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, yeah. I'm going to pass this on to you.
So there we were, right?
There we were.
Jenny and I were at Dante's out in Portland.
Okay. Because
my buddy Scotty worked there part-time, and he's working on a Saturday. So we pop in there Saturday afternoon, and having some peavers, some tall boys, and I'm going to go over to the other side to get a slice of pizza. And Scotty's like, nah, you can't go over there. Richard Cheese is doing his sound check, and he won't let anybody on that side. I was like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, like, manager said, I can't let anybody go over there. It's like, you can't sell pizza because some piece of shit is doing a sound check? All right.
Where is this?
This is at Dante's in Portland, Oregon.
Okay.
All right. Do you remember 2 episodes ago when I said I hate Richard Cheese?
Yes.
All right. This is why. So, I was like, how long is this? It's supposed to go on for like another hour or whatever. I was like, all right, we're just going to hang out here anyway. I'll wait. So, Jenny and I drinking, hanging out, have to listen to some shitty wannabe lounge singer. And then he's done. I go over to get some pizza. Who is in line in front of me? There's nobody allowed over there. Who could possibly be ahead of me to get pizza? Richard fucking Cheese and his douchebag little crony. So they're there, and he's trying to flirt and talk with the pizza girl, right? And he's fucking flipping switches, and all of a sudden the electricity goes out in the pizza room. Oven shuts off. Fucking everything's off. Lights are off. Everything. And she goes, hey, what happened? Blah, blah, blah. And I say, yeah, what the fuck just happened? And he's like, I don't know. You don't fucking somebody figure it out. I just had to sit through an hour and a half of your garbage fucking sound check. And now I'm not going to be able to get a slice of pizza because you fucked it up. Are you kidding me? And so they get it all situated. He's trying to smooth it over. He's like, so you guys coming to the show? It's like, no, I'm not coming to the show tonight. I can't stand you. You're fucking terrible. Now get out of my way. I'd like to get some pizza. I hate that man.
Dude. So
he's a horrible human being.
I say like 10 years ago, my old band Meat Saw opened up for Gangrene.
And, wow.
And and there was like the Caught Flies and one other band was on the bill. So Gangrene shows up and they ask everybody that's there to move their gear up the stairs for them. And nobody does it.
Is it anyways, they're old and decrepit.
They bring Evan Dando with them.
Oh, you told me about this.
And
Gang Green Bottom?
Because he's really good friends with Chris Doherty, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
And walks in, and I have no idea who the fuck he is, because I couldn't care less about the Lemonheads. But yeah. Anyway, they introduced me. I'm like, oh, hey, and what's up? And they were like, he's going to play a solo set tonight. I'm like, he's not on the bill. Well, you're going to have to bump a band. And Evan Dando's going to play a solo set. And I was like, no, I'm not cutting anybody out of this show right now. They're like, cut the band that's going on right before Gangrene. I'm like, they're the band that's supplying the back line. This isn't happening.
Yeah.
Like, no. If you want him to go on, he's going to eat up your set time. Sorry.
Right.
Like, this is obnoxious and it's not my problem. So
why do they want Evan Dando to play
a solo set? I don't know. I think he was supposed to play there like that month and he got canceled.
Because he was on crack?
I don't know. But anyways, so the show's packed and Evan Dando goes on and he doesn't have a guitar. So he uses Chris Doherty's guitar, his electric guitar, distorted, playing solo. And it was like,
which are originally acoustic songs.
30-minute cigarette break. The whole building went outside, except for like I want to say 10 people stuck out Evan Dando's set, And then by the time Gangrene went on, they were fucking shithoused, and they played Alcohol a whole bunch of times.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it?
And then...
What, they play like a 20-minute set?
It wasn't very long.
Right. Because Evan Dando took up a half hour.
He took up a lot of the time. And then, so even after that, they were like, so Evan was, you're going to have to pay him $200. And I'm like, I'm not giving him a fucking dime. Why? They're like, well, he played and you got to pay him $200. And I'm like, he wasn't even on the bill.
I didn't want him to play.
No, I'm not doing this. It's not happening. So
he played during your set. You pay him $200.
Dude, it was fucking stupid. And one, and,
what dicks.
The promoter had like a comic book store or something down the street. And I'm like, I'm not paying for this. So he had to go to his shop down the street and take money out of the register. And he came back and paid Evan Dando like a sucker.
Why?
And then Evan Dando asked me if I wanted a photo with him.
Why?
And I did it. And then I just fucking Facebooked. And I'm like, have you seen this jackass? Like, I don't know.
I mean, I enjoy the Lemonheads from time to time.
I know one song. I don't care.
Is it their song or is it the Mrs. Robinson?
Mrs. Robinson. I don't care.
Oh, that's funny.
That's my Evan Dando story. And
good times.
Good times. I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, buddy. So, Backwoods Payback. Jess and Mike have a new band with their old guitar player, Rylan.
Yeah.
Remember Rylan?
Yeah. The Carpenter.
Yeah, yeah. So they have a new band.
Well, what happened to Backwoods Payback?
I don't think they're just not active right now. Because Rylan's been out of the band for a long time.
Well, I know, but it's always just
been... And they
been...
have rotating drummers. And,
right.
And
then... So it's always just been them two anyway.
So they put out a couple of fucking really great records as a trio, and they had Eric Larson... from Alabama Thunderpussy playing drums.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to assume that they're put on hold for however long. So they started a new band with their old guitar player, Rylan, and Mike's playing drums. And they have a new band called Bourgeois, and it's really good. And I just got their new record, Deb.
So Mike's playing drums instead of guitar?
Yeah, and I think they're all singing. Huh. And they're all recording it on a little 4-track Tascam. Guess who else does that shit? Douchebag.
Well, that's cool.
It is pretty cool, and I enjoy it.
What's it called?
Bourgeois.
Bourgeois?
Yeah, Bourzwa.
What's it sound like? Is it a little 7-inch? What do they got?
Yeah, they have a 7-inch. It's called Deb. And
couple songs?
Two songs. Yep.
What
Deb
is it?
And Now Stop. Here.
Is it good stuff?
It's like... I don't know. It's like doomy rock and roll, and like I think they're all singing at the same time. It's different. I like it. I think they just played their first show.
Tad Doyle?
Yeah, Tad Doyle. What did he mastered? He mastered it. So that's pretty
really?
Cool. Yep.
Wow. What is Deep Rest? Is that just them?
Well,
you don't know. Deep Rest Records.
But I bought that on the band camps.
That's
about a
cool.
Month ago. And got it in the mail. Like,
who was born in 1976?
76.
Well, it says photo date, June 1976.
I was gonna say, I think I'm older than Mike, or at least the same age. So
when were you born?
78.
78? Yeah. Right on.
Right on. So, yeah. Bourgeois.
I'll check it out. They're on the Bandcamp.
You can borrow it. Or, yeah, it's on Bandcamp. You can take that. Is that a download?
No, I'll check it out on Bandcamp, but if I like it, I'll buy it.
It's enjoyable.
I'm one of those people. Good. If I like something.
You are.
I buy
it. You buy my stuff, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I would like, you know, I know it costs more, but could we get some physical media out of the dirt bag?
I have some CDs under the bed that have been sitting there for 2 years, and you're more than welcome if I haven't given you any of it already. I have some copies of Spare Parts kicking around.
Yeah, no, you gave me Spare Parts.
And that's
after I bought it.
Oh.
But it's cool.
I think, doesn't Spare Parts have more songs on it? No, the Bandcamp has the full album.
Yeah, if you buy it.
But all the other ones that are online don't have, they're all missing songs.
You get secret songs?
There's covers.
Ah.
There's some cover songs that I didn't get permissions.
You didn't pay for them.
I did not. I mean, whatever.
Pulling a ball.
I'm Paul's selling routine. Them anyway.
You're gonna get in trouble.
Nah. Come at me, Fat Mike. You're so punk.
Yeah, I don't. They do anti-copyrights. I thought that was his thing.
Couldn't tell you. Anyway.
Anywho.
Does anybody want to give me some money to put out some records? I got tunes for days. I got a new record coming out.
Digitally
for now.
New single?
I put the single out that I did with my friend June from the band Free Association.
Which is really good.
Cool, right? It's different.
I enjoy it. Instrumental.
No, it's technically, it might as well be, because I think there's only four lines of vocals in the whole song.
Okay.
But the whole new record is instrumental.
Right. So that's a whole like a LP, if you will, or an EP.
It's called
LP.
Call of the Wild Boar. B-O-R-E.
Oh, the Aim for the...
Aim for the Head is on there, yeah.
That's the song.
That's one of them, yeah.
Gotcha.
Anyway, let's not talk about my bullshit.
No, when's that come out?
Well, it hasn't been mastered yet. I'm not going to do a date.
Whatever.
Maybe I'll do Halloween.
That's a ways away.
I'll be like, it's Judas Priest Day, y'all. Buy my record.
That's a Sunday. Who releases a record on a Sunday?
Me.
Fair enough.
I put out a song on Christmas one year.
A lot of people do that.
Yep. It was on YouTube. Nobody heard it.
Well, not. It's Christmas. Was it a Christmas song?
No, it was a grindcore song I made.
Oh. Yeah, that checks out. Tis the season. The grindcore?
Yep. It is the grindcore. You can keep talking, though.
All right. Let's see. Do I have any other stories? I'm trying to think. I'm sure I do. I just don't. I don't know. Yeah, man. Fuck Richard Cheese.
Fuck Richard Cheese.
The guy's such a douche.
Here it is.
Here's what?
If I can get it to work.
What? What is this? You got to stop that one first.
It won't work.
You got to shut off the Spotify. What is it? It's more of a power violin sound.
Okay. Okay, so.
Well played.
Yeah. Anyway.
That was your Christmas release?
That was my Christmas release.
I'm surprised nobody listened to it.
Nobody. I'm like, you can't spend 28 seconds of your life. Come on now.
Well, I haven't seen it on your Bandcamp.
It's not on Bandcamp.
Yeah,
it's only
why?
On YouTube.
Why?
Because
I don't know. What's your YouTube?
Scrimmy the Dirtbag on YouTube.
Ah.
Yep.
I'm going to subscribe to that.
There's crap on there.
Ah.
Well, I don't really post that much, but other people post my shit. So it's just up there. I just figured out how to upload to YouTube like a month ago.
So you have a channel. Scrimmy the Dirtbag?
I think it's Scrimmy 78.
Scrimmy 78.
I don't know. I don't know how to use any of this shit.
Dude. How are you?
Anybody want to buy a bass? I need money.
How did you get hired to do computer stuff?
I'm just answering messages.
Was it that Mustang bass?
Yes.
How much?
$400.
No.
What? It's a $700 bass.
Yeah, well, I don't really
have a fucking ding on it.
I don't really want to buy a bass.
Anybody out there, all one of you, which means it's me listening to it, I don't want to buy it.
Why are you going to subscribe to us when we finally start releasing?
I subscribe to your other one.
Well, yeah, but you're not on the other one.
So I still subscribe to it.
Right. That's what I'm asking.
You're welcome.
Are you going to subscribe to your own?
Sure. I mean, it
might
looks
as
like
well,
I'm
right?
going to be the one editing the fucking shit from here on out. So
why?
I mean, I can just send you the wave and you can do it at home.
Well, I mean, you're going to edit it and then you're going to send it to me and then I could further edit it.
I'll send you the whole thing and then you can edit it.
What? Oh, no.
Ah,
I don't care. Ah. You do whatever you want.
Anyway.
Yeah. So next week.
Dude, I had it and it's gone. I've actually been thinking about it the whole time. I'm like, what was it?
You got to write that down.
It was. I had a bunch of them last week when you were talking.
But we only need one.
I know.
And now you have none.
Fuck. Well, we'll find out.
Nah.
No?
You gotta.
Come on.
Come on.
Then you're
If you had a bunch of them, you should be able to pull one.
I can't think of anything.
It's ridiculous.
It is. It's fucked up. I don't want to do another year, like, not right away.
No, that's fair. That'll be my gimmick.
And then, like, favorite, like, good hip-hop records is already out, because you just sent me two.
They're definitely not my favorites. Although Paul's Boutique's pretty good.
How about, this will be right up your alley.
You think?
I think so. What you think the best two death metal albums are.
Can't do that.
Why?
You can't.
Well, you know we're not gonna pick the same ones.
The best.
The one you think is the best.
No.
No.
I will give you two of my favorites. I can't pick out two quote the best because like there's just way too many.
I'll just send you two Pink Floyd albums.
I will probably stop doing this if you force me to listen to two.
How about
in
I
one
force
week?
You to listen to the new NoFX record?
Oh, what is it, like 30 minutes? I can handle that.
I don't.
It's going to sound like every other NoFX
record.
No,
it doesn't.
Really?
No, it's not good.
I find, like, did they drastically change their style? Come on.
The last two records.
They are like, not smart enough. Like, I don't understand.
Fat Mike is on another fucking planet now.
Oh, maybe I'll check it out because I haven't listened to him in 20 years.
I don't like it. It doesn't make any sense. And there's a lot of songs I already put out as singles over the past few years. So, like, I think it's only 10 songs.
It's almost like a compilation.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit that has already been out there, and I think it's only 10 songs long. I want to say it's 10. And that's
so, like, yeah, it can't be more than 30 minutes.
Yeah, but it's a punk record, so it should have like 17 songs on it.
Eh, it depends.
Eh, it's fucking NoFX. So you're wrong. It's
they can do whatever they want.
NoFX.
Really?
It is not.
Because, I mean, when did they do The Decline? How typical was that?
22 years ago.
Right, it's one 20-minute song.
18.
All right, I round up. But like, you know,
stylistically, it doesn't make any sense. And like, I've been a fan since the '90s and followed their career, and it's been consistently on the same.
The same.
But the songs are always good. Like, there's still more songs that are like catchy, and you remember them, just like the older shit. But these last two records have just kind of trailed off into like something weird. Like the first half of the last record is really, really awesome. And then the last few songs kind of go and do something else. And it doesn't flow at all. All
right.
And then this whole new record, every song sounds like a different song, like stylistically.
Oh. Like, pick a genre?
Yeah.
Like,
And it doesn't mesh. It doesn't blend well.
That's a bummer.
Like I said, there's a bunch of songs that had already come out, and they're just kind of, like, in there.
Because they just need a record. Well, which is weird, though, because it's not like you have to satisfy a company.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I
like,
believe what the story was, it was supposed to be a double album.
Okay. Because
they had tons of songs. And then I think it was a time thing, and they just put out one, called it single album.
Yeah.
Maybe it's all singles. I don't fucking know. I don't. Sorry, I don't like it.
Blame COVID. It's fine. So what are we doing? What's the?
I don't fucking know.
You upset me. You break my heart.
I do that. New metal.
What?
New metal. Yeah.
Since
we're going through the 90s resurgence right now.
Why? No,
I don't think we are.
That's
what we're doing.
Who's doing that? I'm not doing that.
All the kids, buddy.
No.
All the kids.
I'm not a kid.
There's a kid who works at the store I just got hired at wearing a pink Limp Bizkit t-shirt.
Yeah, why are they coming back? I mean, they never... here's what's weird about Limp Bizkit. Is technically they never went away. Like, they stayed huge overseas. And then, like, they would still do, like, If you go through
one-off
like,
festivals and shit.
Yeah, like one-off, but like huge one-off festivals, and they get paid a shit ton of money.
Dude, that new metal shit, and then there's like a 90s resurgence happening.
But I just saw, I see advertisements for, they're coming to, I want to say the Guilford. Yeah, they're coming through Guilford. Like,
yeah, but the tickets are like $80. What? We looked into it. We're like,
why would you look into it?
Because we wanted to go. Dude, I've seen them three times, and they were killer.
What?
Yeah. I saw them in the 90s. Dude, they throw down. They threw down. I don't give a fuck.
I don't know what to
say. I saw them with Primus and Power Man, and they fucking blew the doors up the whole show. I saw them open up for Korn and Helmet, and they were fucking awesome. I saw them at Ozfest when they came out of the giant toilet. They were awesome. And I saw them at Family Values, so four times. And they fucking threw down every time.
Wow, man.
Yep.
Wow. It pains me. All right. Does Acid Bath count as new metal?
No.
Oh. I've heard some people classify them.
No.
All right.
No.
What about the Deftones?
Yes.
Okay. That's one album I
can
give you.
They won't say that they are. I don't know.
Well, because they kind of
started. Maybe that's a bad one.
Well, I guess if they are included, it would be like, they would be like one of the original ones. I don't know, man. Who else? Who else could I pick? That's the thing is, I don't want to give you albums that I don't like.
Why?
I don't know, because I just feel bad.
I've sent you albums I do like, and you don't like them, so.
So? But you don't expect me not to like them,
right?
I'd be
like, here's two albums I fucking hate. The first Weezer album, and...
The first one? I like the first.
And
Pinkerton?
Fucking... No. The Blue album.
That one's good, too.
No, it's shit.
They're both of those albums are good.
Pinkerton is not good. I don't care what anybody says.
Okay.
Because everybody's like, oh, you got to get Pinkerton because it's so different. I'm like, it sounds like shit.
I like Pinkerton and the Blue album.
You're fucking pretentious. Fuck.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when they release an album of covers that sound exactly like the original.
It's pretty bad.
I fucking hate when bands do
Didn't
that.
Weezer actually do that?
Yeah, that's why I brought it up.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making a back reference to Faith No More.
Well, it's both. I'm doing both. I'm just like, that song was already recorded. If you want to cover it exactly as it was recorded, just keep it in your live set. There's no reason to waste fucking tape and your fans' money on recording the same fucking song.
Well,
if you're going to change it up and make it your own, that's one thing. That's awesome. More power to you. Anyway.
I got nothing.
I'm feeling real ranty today. I apologize.
You feel what?
Ranty. I've
been ranty? Then fucking rant away, buddy. I just told a story about my mom dumping a beer on my head when I was four.
That was like 20 minutes ago.
To fix my hair.
Now, how'd your hair look, though? Did it look better?
I have no idea, buddy.
That slicked back.
Warm beer on my head.
Greasy trailer park look. Yeah.
Probably
something
like that.
Man, you are gassy.
Oh, so
you are gassy.
I got a box of shit my buddy was getting rid of recently. What up, Kevin? And there was a bunch of cool records and then a lot of bass tab books. And the one I took was the Kiss
bass tabs. It's got to be pretty empty.
Oh, buddy.
Let me
find one. Check this out.
Gene's not known for his musical virtuosity.
I want to read you.
You gonna read me the tab?
The tabs for "Lick It Up."
All right.
Vinnie Vincent era, I believe.
Okay.
No, I don't know.
I don't like Kiss, so I don't know what.
Zero, 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 zero.
Is this what
zero,
string are we
zero.
On here?
That would be
E. Are we on E or A?
I'm gonna say this is A.
Okay.
Yes. A is zero, 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 zero.
We're just, are these all quarter
zero,
notes? Yeah.
Zero, 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 zero.
Lick it up. Lick it up.
It still goes. Zero, zero.
Oh,
three.
A.
Zero, one, 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 one. Oh, zero,
we're
one,
going.
Three, 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 three.
A lot of C's. Cool.
Zero, zero,
back
zero,
to A.
Zero, 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 zero. Gene Simmons, my friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you. Like, it's got to be pretty
empty. Did you ever see
No.
The video.
Maybe.
Of the dude from Anal Cunt at a Gene Simmons concert in Rhode Island.
No.
Dude. What the fuck's Josh Martin from Anal Cunt, the guy who fell off the escalator?
Oh, the guitarist? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's a video on YouTube of Gene Simmons playing at some venue, some music hall in Providence. And he, mid-set, brings out some, like, politician, local politician on stage, and they're talking on stage for a minute, and all of a sudden, from the crowd, from the balcony, you hear, "Shut the fuck up and play some songs! Play some Kiss! Ace wouldn't do this to me!" Like, just going on and on. And
that's hilarious.
Gene Simmons turns the lights on, and he gets off stage and goes through the crowd trying to find him.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It is the funniest shit. And it's Josh Martin from Anal Cunt heckling Gene Simmons.
And,
he gets a full response out of it.
Well, yeah, because his ego doesn't know how to react. Like, he's just so bruised. Because his ego is gigantic and incredibly fragile.
Him. I believe he threatens Gene? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I believe the story was that Gene offered to give him cash fuck out of it. 5 years ago?
That's his response to everything.
Here's some cash. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Before I kick your ass.
Oh, it's before he has somebody else kick your ass. He's like 70. He is not.
All right. So that's my story. And I still can't come up with a thing for next week. Dude, I had some good ones and they're all gone. So I don't know what to tell you, dude.
All right. All right.
You want to pick another year?
You do it. This is your week.
Okay.
You do you.
Let's do...
We can just leave them hanging.
1994.
Wow.
1994. That's pretty right in the middle for you and I. You're what, 37?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Green Day? So much Green Day.
Please don't play me Green Day.
Oh, so much
Green Day. I mean, I could tell you about Green Day.
It's going to be Dookie. So much Dookie.
So, funny story about Green Day. When I was, you know, like 16, 17, like making out with girls and shit when I was a kid, because I didn't get laid for a while. But anyway, that was my, like, boner defense. So I didn't want to get embarrassed and get a boner while I was making out with somebody. So I would think of Green Day. It is a true story. I would think of the Basket Case video, and I would maintain.
With, like, the big pig face masks?
No, just picturing the Basket Case video where this fish are flying around, Trey Cool. And I would just, it would keep my Woody in check.
At bay?
Yeah, that was my thing. Green Day. Kills boners.
All right,
1994.
All right. You just said you don't want to do a year. So
I really
soon.
Dude, I
dude, this is so fun. I'm just waiting for you to throw something at me. Alright, we'll do 1994. I gotta go.
Chris Barnes. Love you.
It's the only good thing he ever did. Before Cannibal Corpse.
He's learning how to play guitar. I follow him on Instagram. Good for him. Alright. Bye.